What could have been up until this point? What could be in the next 12 months? What could be? It is costing you that financially, relationally, health and fitness wise, impact wise, time wise, how much fun that you're having. That comfortable drift, that complacency is costing you. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr. And today we're talking about comfortable drift. And I don't know why I haven't recorded this episode before, but when this hit me about a month ago and I dropped this idea onto my list of solo podcast episode ideas, it's been rattling around in my brain for the past month. And this is really the crux of everything that I do in terms of my coaching, my podcast, my speaking, comes down to this concept of comfortable drift. And what do I mean by that? So here's what I'm going to talk about in this episode today. Number one, we're going to define what is comfortable drift. Number two, we're going to talk about why it happens. Number three, the warning signs. Number four, the real cost, like what it's actually costing you. And then fifth and finally, what's the antidote? How do I deal with this so I don't get stuck in this comfortable drift for the next 3, 5, 10 years, 20 years, finally lift my head when I hit retirement age, look around and go, oh my gosh, I thought I'd been further along by now. I had so much more potential. You know, there's the story of the definition of hell is on your deathbed, you actually meet the person that you could have been. And how do we avoid that? Comfortable drift is what's going to lead you there. So what is the antidote? All right, so first let's define it. What is the comfortable drift? Here's the best analogy that I could come up with. You know, to use the analogy of drifting, you imagine yourself out in the ocean, drifting at sea, right? I read this book called 76 Days Alone Adrift. It was called, actually the name of the book was Adrift, 76 Days Alone at Sea. This guy was like shipwrecked in a circle life raft for 76 days, just drifting wherever the wind blew him, wherever the sea took him. That's what drifting is. But what is comfortable drift? Comfortable drift would be, I'm kind of okay with this. I'm on this boat drifting at sea and, you know, the weather's fine. I kind of have enough food here. Don't really know where I'm going, but I'm comfortably drifting. But here's the other analogy. So I have this thing we take to the beach every year. It's this inflatable. It's like 5 foot diameter, maybe 6 foot diameter, 6 inches thick. And we call it the island. The kids, we blow it up. The kids climb on it and they throw each other off and play King of the Mountain kind of thing. And they go out and they throw it in the lake or the ocean, wherever, and they drift around on it and play. And imagine this. So if you were on that and you had one paddle and you start paddling that thing, well, you just paddle in circles, right? It's round. And so you paddle around and around in circles. So you can paddle as hard as you can, as hard as you want, but you're still just going to drift in circles. And that's what a lot of guys are doing. They're working, they're hustling, they're paddling. They wake up every day and they start paddling. But they're paddling in a circle and they know they're paddling in a circle and they feel like they can't stop hustling. They can't stop grinding. They can't stop working really hard, but they're not exactly sure what they're working hard for or where they're going. And so they're comfortable just working hard, going in circles, drifting. And here's the catch. Even if you change the shape of that life raft into like a canoe or a kayak, where if you start paddling, you're going to go in a straight line. It's almost more comfortable to paddle in a circle because you don't know where you want to point your kayak. You don't even know what direction you want to go. So it's easier to work really hard, paddle in a circle, and not really go anywhere than to try to stop and think and figure it out. There's a great quote. One of my favorite quotes is by Henry Ford. He said, "Thinking is the hardest thing you can do, which is why most people don't actually engage in it." Right? It's easier to paddle in a circle than to stop, pull out a map, figure out where do I want to go, and then start actually paddling in that direction. It's easier just to keep hustling, just to keep busy. It's easier to fill any void that you have in your time and in your life with thumbing through social media or just mindlessly doing something that is not productive. It's easier to do that. That is comfortable drift. Everything is kind of okay. There's no real pain here that is going to motivate me to actually do something intentional. But at the same time, you know that if you lift your head in 3, 5, 10, 20 years down the road, you're going to look up with regrets and figure out, man, I've been drifting this whole time. I had so much potential. I just never really got intentional about where I wanted to go. That is comfortable drift. Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshawjr.com/apply. Now back to the show. So I also told you I was going to talk about why it happens. Like, why does this happen to high performers? Why does this happen to you, the guy listening? This happens because you've reached a level of success, right? It removes the pain. There's no real imminent pain. Like, here's a great example. If you were to smoke a cigarette today and you get cancer in like an hour, you would never smoke. Nobody would ever smoke cigarettes. Right? It would be so easy to get people to stop smoking because if the pain were imminent, but you don't really have to take action and quit smoking now because the smoker doesn't get cancer for 10, 20, 30 plus years later. So the pain isn't imminent. So there's no urgency to change. And that's where you're at. Like, the pain isn't imminent of your drift. And so it's easier just to grind, hustle, put my head down, work hard, right? I'm a hard worker. You're a hard worker. Like, it's just easier to do that than to actually take the initiative to do the important but not urgent work, right? If you're familiar with the urgent important matrix, also called the Eisenhower matrix, which was popularized in the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, there's that quadrant of the four quadrants, the one that is not urgent, but important, that's the one that you need to be operating in. That is the strategic quadrant. That is the looking at the map quadrant. That is hard to do because I'm so damn busy returning emails and paddling in a circle. That's why it happens. And your edge gets dulled because of comfort, right? When I interviewed Joe DeSena, I've had Joe DeSena, founder of Spartan Race. He's a friend of mine. I've had him on the podcast a couple of times, but the first one, he came on and he said, if you architect a little bit of discomfort into your life, you can be happy just eating a cracker in the rain. It's one of my favorite quotes of guys on my podcast. Like, if you architect a little bit of discomfort, but you're so comfortable. Here's what's going to make you uncomfortable. Stopping and thinking about what's going to happen if I continue this comfortable drift. That will sharpen you. That will challenge you. That's why this happens. You don't have that pain. You're not feeling it right now. It's comfortable. It's comfortable to drift. Okay, so I told you there's five things we're going to talk about here today. Number one, defining comfortable drift. I did that. Number two, why it happens to you in high performers. I just gave you that. What are the warning signs? The warning signs are this. Fewer goals. Don't really have very many goals. Nothing I'm really aiming at. And even if I do have goals, they're not very exciting, they're not very compelling, and they often get put up on a shelf. Another warning sign, less discipline. I just don't have the discipline. I'm not getting up early to do the workouts, or maybe you still are, but maybe there's some other area where you're not disciplined. I'm not making the sales calls, or I'm not pushing on that side hustle that's going to give me the time freedom and the financial freedom that I want. I just don't have the discipline. I'm not executing on those things. You're less excited. You're less excited about where you're going because you can see it in the peers and the people around you, and you're just not excited about going there. Or maybe you're rationalizing. Well, things are fine. Things are okay, right? Things are okay in my marriage. You know, we're not really connecting and we kind of feel like roommates, but that's okay. It's just because we have kids and things are busy, right? When you start rationalizing, I can sleep in, or maybe next year I will sign up for that course, or maybe I'll get a coach when the pain gets a little worse, or I'm too busy right now to work with a coach, which is the exact opposite reason why you work with a coach. You work with a coach because, not despite, being busy. So these are some warning signs. Fewer goals, less discipline, less excitement, more rationalizing. So what's the cost? This is the fourth of five things I want to talk to you about today. What is the cost? What's the real cost of this? The cost of this, oh, there's a lot of costs. There's financial costs, right? There's financial costs to continuing to drift. It is impacting your income. And that's the one that's easiest to point to. But there are far, far more important ones. Here's another important one, probably the most important one. This comfortable drift will cost you relationships, will cost you your marriage, will cost you the relationships, the connections with your kids, because you're busy hustling, paddling as hard as you can in a circle, not sure really where you want to be going. It's costing you connection, time, memories with the people most important to you. It's costing you longevity in your life. If you're in that comfortable drift and you know you could be eating better, you know you could be more healthy and fit, you could be getting more sleep, it's costing you quality of life. It's costing you years with your kids, with your grandkids, costing you years of impact that you could be making in this world with your life. It's costing you peace of mind, knowing what could be. What could have been up until this point? What could be in the next 12 months? What could be? It is costing you that financially, relationally, health and fitness-wise, impact-wise, time-wise, how much fun that you're having. That comfortable drift, that complacency is costing you. It's costing you money. It's costing you relationships. It's costing you in every area of your life. So I told you I was going to give you five things here. Number one, defining the comfortable drift. I did that. Number two, why it happens. Number three, the warning signs. Number four, the real cost of it. And here's the fifth and final thing. What do you do about this? Okay, Jim, I get it. And you're telling me that Henry Ford said, thinking is the hardest thing, which is why most people never do it. What do I think about? Like, how do I actually go about this? Well, here's the work that you need to do. First of all, it's not going to happen by hustling, grinding, waking up every day, going 100 miles an hour all day long, at the end of the day, not knowing if I've ever really moved the needle. So I'm going to wake up and do the same thing tomorrow. That is not going to bring you clarity and peace of mind. The only thing that's going to do that is a strategic pause, a productive pause. You've heard me say this before if you listen to the podcast, a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads you to clarity of action and peace of mind. Clarity of action, peace of mind. That's what you need. And so how do I do this? Here's what you do. Number one, I'm going to put this link in the action plan. Go to jimharshajr.com/action, but you can also just, you can go to coachjimai.com, coachjimai.com, and you're going to do this. You're going to simply explain your life situation, what thoughts and feelings come out of this conversation, this podcast episode that you're listening to right now, about the comfortable drift, about the complacency that you're feeling, and ask for a bunker buster question. Okay, what do I mean by a bunker buster question? These are questions that I harvest, and I've harvested over the years, and I have dozens and dozens of them, that are powerful questions that cut through the noise. And they're going to help you get the clarity that you need. So here's the overarching, here's the larger framework of what I do when I work with a client. I'm going to give this to you. I'm flat out giving this to you. And I give it to you more in depth. If you go back to episode 439, I go in depth an entire episode on exactly what you need to be doing. But I'm going to go over it at a very high level right now. Number one, you've got to define where you're going. Like if you were an athlete, when you were an athlete, you had absolute clarity on where you were going, right? Very clear vision, very clear purpose. It all felt very aligned. You were excited about what you were doing, even if it was hard, even if you didn't have the right coach or teammate or never didn't achieve all of your goals. Who did? Whoever did, right? I lost the last wrestling match I ever wrestled. I got pinned in the last wrestling match I ever wrestled. It was terrible. But like, doesn't matter, right? You still knew you were pursuing something. I was pursuing something. You were pursuing something that felt purposeful. So number one, you've got to get clear on that. Where are you going with your life? If you converted your round island, you know, that round inner tube, that circle, into a kayak, that if you paddle one stroke, boom, it's just going to take off in one direction. Like, where's that even pointing? What direction are you going to point it to? It can point any, you have 360 degrees on a compass. Which one are you going to aim it to? You get to choose. And if you don't choose, that's decision by indecision. So that's step one. You've got to figure out, where am I going? Number two is you've got to now define goals that are going to get you there. What are the goals? What are the things that I have to do in order to get there? If I choose my direction on the compass, and where do I want to go? Now I've got to set goals that are going to get me there. Okay, I've got to get rid of this round thing, and I got to buy a kayak. All right, I've got to get paddles. I've got to get the tools that I'm going to need and the resources I'm going to need to get where I want to go. What are those goals that are going to get you there? What are the skills you need to learn? What are the habits you need to put into place? What are the tools that you need? Who are the people you need to surround yourself with, right? So that's the aligned goals. The third part is the environment of excellence, right? This is what I coach my clients through. You've got to get around the right people. An Olympic gold medalist doesn't have any lack of clarity in where they're going. They have no lack of clarity in their goals. And guess what? They're also hanging around world-class performers. Are you? Are you hanging around the people who think like you think, who are driven like you're driven, who want the same things? If not, you're going to stay stuck. Are you around other people who elevate the bar for you, who raise the bar as a husband, as a father, as a fit man, as successful in business and your career? If you're not around people who elevate you, you're going to continue to drift. You'll stay in that comfortable drift. And even if you get fired up and you're like, okay, I don't have these people around me, but I'm fired up from listening to this episode, and you go off on a certain direction, the first wind that blows you off course, you're going to get off course and start spinning in circles again. You have to be around these people if you want to follow through long term, which is the fourth and final step, the plan for follow through. There has to be a consistent plan to follow through in the long term, because if you don't have that, if you don't plan for the winds of change, if you don't plan for the challenges that you are going to face, not if, but when those come, you will go back to drifting. You will drift back to default. You will again feel complacent. And listen, you probably have felt that before. You're like, man, I read this book, or went through this program or something like that, and I got fired up, and now here I am. I kind of drifted back to default. If you ever felt that, it's because you didn't have this fourth and final piece in place, the plan for follow through. That's why my clients, they get around, if 90 some guys in my community right now, they're around high performing driven guys, and they don't fall through the cracks. They say, you know, I've got people who have been in my program, guys who have been in my program for over a decade now. Why? Because it works. This framework, this system that I'm giving you, it works. If and only if you take action. Break out of the cycle of comfortable drift. Break out of being complacent. Your family needs you to. The world needs you to. Your bank account needs you to. Your future self needs you to. But you have to take action. One great step, go to coachjimai.com. Here's another one. Go to jimharshajr.com/apply. Apply for a free coaching call with me. We'll talk about how this framework applies to your unique situation. I look forward to talking to you. Take action. Good luck.